Skyping in on Static this evening, we say a big g'day to Mane Frame from Tokyo. How are you?
I'm good, Berko. But I'm in bed and I'm sweating.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
And I'm trying to keep my brain together.
I hope it's just something simple, Mane. I mean, how's the year been in Tokyo? It's a crowded city, but I guess hygiene has always been high on the agenda there. So has it felt pretty safe to be there in 2020?
Yeah, it's actually been really relaxed here. We haven't seen big coronavirus results here. So I think one of the things that I reckon that could have come down to is hygiene, but who knows? But there was only a tiny window where they shut everything down, and it was only a recommendation to shut it down. I don't know how it's gotten through unscathed, but it kind of has. Besides me today.
So. It won't be that. It'll be a club fever that you've got, Mane. That'll be it.
Yeah, there's been something going around. It's like a one-day thing, so I'm hoping it's that. And it has been going around in nightclubs. I heard about it from a DJ I know. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
You're bang on. You're bang on the money.
You've caught the Tokyo club flu.
Yeah. I've been staying out of the clubs, but I got it somehow.
Well, I was going to ask you that. I mean, have you been able to go out clubbing in Tokyo in 2020? Because the album that you've just given us, Mad World, seems informed by Nights Out.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't. There's been the possibility to, besides that window where it's shut. But me and my girlfriend, I have been doing our own thing and not being in clubs too much or going out a lot. But I still imagine it. I still imagine my music in clubs. I've got hope that I'll be able to get into clubs soon and actually play this on a good set of speakers. I've done a couple of small live shows here, just in-store things, and I've been doing them on computer speakers. So I'm pretty keen to try and blast these on a good sound system.
To open up your sound, yeah, because the album opens lyrically in the corner of the club where I sit and I suck on the first track, Loner 2. So that's a real scene setter to have that as the first words on this album, Mane.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's sad, but it's it'll happen. It'll happen.
It sounds musically like an album made by someone who has been going out, soaking up both the good and bad aspects of clubbing, and also wondering if you fit in. Were there sort of thoughts running through your head about what you wanted to say on this record when you were making it?
I try to just go with my instinct, and I mean, a lot of the best ideas just come seemingly out of nowhere, and I try and tap into that, but I did sort of create some themes to tap into, and most of that was informed by what's been going on in the world this year. I guess just naturally it's hard to avoid it taking up a lot of headspace. And I was trying to work some things out in my own head about how I felt about things and sort of structure that. But a lot of it is actually very free. A lot of it is just me trying to make a good song.
Well, I think you have given yourself a good narrative, because the album's called Mad World and its title comes from a line in a Kurosawa film from 85, which is like an adaptation of the King Lear story, right?
Well, actually, originally the title came from Tears for Fears. When I was a little kid, my mum spent a lot of time going to community choirs, and I spent the first couple of years of my life crawling around on the floor and sleeping to people singing Mad World. And so I think that originally it came from that. And then I was kind of looking up things to create some more imagery and inspiration around the album. And I found that quote just through looking up Mad World on the internet. And that basically it just tied together this concept. And I'm just really happy that I kind of stumbled upon that and then thought about it a lot and created imagery.
Side note, Mane, I can hear some of the melody of that Tears for Fears song in that song of yours that shares its title as well. Did you sneak that in there?
That was an accident, but there's another song on the album where I directly ripped some lyrics. It says kind of funny, kind of sad, kind of beautiful. And so I was getting that from the I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. But no one's clocked that yet. People keep saying that I did it in the title track and I didn't intentionally do that. I can hear what people are talking about though.
So short of doing a Tears for Fears cover album, this is the next best thing, this album of yours.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe that's next.
It also runs the gamut of human emotions. A song like Love examines frustrations in a relationship and it's quite tender and nostalgic. And yet on the other side, a song like Sometimes I Try Not to Care concerns itself largely with not caring about where you ejaculate.
Yeah, I mean, that line is about me, because I am a caring person, but sometimes I look at people who don't care, and it seems really cool. And so sometimes I find myself wishing that I could go through life that carefree, but it's not really possible. But that line is about wishing that I could just... I got some friends who just didn't care about where they ejaculated and popped out kids, and it looks like a lot of fun. And I kind of wish I was more carefree, and just maybe accidentally having a kid wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
But you also haven't lived a completely sheltered life. I mean, you're no novice, especially in terms of making music and traveling and things like that. You were touring the world as the drummer for Kieran J. Callanan. Did doing that stuff also teach you about what you wanted to do and what not to do when you made your own record, Marno?
I reached out to Kieran for some advice, and he said, you know what to do. I think it would have rubbed off unintentionally. I didn't directly channel into that. And one of the most inspiring things was coming to Tokyo and seeing my girlfriend Aya making music in this really free way. I'd spent a lot of time, like, I've been playing drums since I was a kid, and spent a lot of time studying how to play drums. And so then I sort of naturally, when I wanted to make my own music, started trying to study how to make my own music. And then I spent all this time studying it and not actually doing it. And so when I moved to Tokyo and I saw Aya just making really great music with Ableton, but all the stock Ableton, that kind of just inspired me to just sit down and do it. And I think that's been the most inspiring thing, to be honest.
Maybe touring with Kieran just helped you decide that you didn't want to have a band. You know, you could do all this on your own. You didn't want to have to deal with your own drummer.
No, me and Tex hold that thing together. I don't know how he's been touring without us, to be honest. We were like dragging him out of bed to get to the next show.
Well, Marno, as you mentioned, your partner Aya has been a help, and she's on a song on the record as well, on Zoe Bell. So she's kind of helped you navigate not only the Tokyo underworld, but also how to make a record, huh?
Yeah, not directly. We actually have still quite a different method of doing things, but it was important for me to get her on there, because just being around, I'm in Japan because of her, and obviously she's a big part of my life, and I just wanted to get her voice on there because I like her voice, and I was sick of listening to myself, actually, if I think. I needed some female energy on there, and I needed something to break it up.
Well, yeah. It's great that you have created the album this year. As you say, if you can't play it in clubs just yet, you know, are you missing home now this year, or are you happily sedated in Tokyo?
Oh, I miss it a lot. I haven't picked up the language here is the biggest thing. And so I miss just being able to like casually chat to people at the supermarket, and we were actually planning to move to Sydney for a while in June, but that plan got upended because of the virus. So I feel like I'm pretty torn at the moment. I feel like I'm meant to be in Sydney, but I'm not. Yeah, we're just sitting it out. I at the moment can't get into Australia, and I don't want to go to Australia because I might not be able to get back into Japan, so we're just trying to stay in the same place as long as we can.
All right, well, we'll happily have both of you whenever it works out, Marno.
I'm really looking forward to it.
We might have a listen to a song off of Mad World now. We'll play the closing song, Happy Birthday. Now, you know, cool. Someone's already written a song with this title, right? You're not the first?
Yeah, but I discovered that after I wrote the song. And that was a really nice discovery.
Okay. Look, it was great to talk to you on Static this evening, and look after yourself in Tokyo. This club flu will pass. You'll bounce right back.
Yeah, thanks, Berko. Sorry, I'm really disappointed I got sick before this, but I'm glad I could still talk to you.
Beautiful. This is the sound of Marno Frame from Mad World on Static. Thanks for the chat.
You're welcome, Berko. Anytime. It's a frenzy. Cake in my eyes, I cannot see. I spend all my time.